The reason behind the closure of the Old Mill Dam compost site?
Well, there's actually three reasons. The biggest, in my mind, in my opinion, is that we had people abusing the site down at the mill dam. They were putting trees and garbage and everything else in there. And of course, when we're trying to create compost out at the landfill, when you have garbage and trees in there, wood products, it's very, very difficult to mix the mulch. You got to pick it out. You got to clean it up. It's amazing, the complications that come in. So even with all the signs that we had out there, no commercial drop, dumping, things like that, we still had people illegally dumping, putting the wrong stuff out there. So in the long run, it was creating more and more of a cost to the consumer, to the citizens of Valley City. So we took a look around at the various cities at how they handle lawn clippings and leaves. The closest one, you can go look at Jamestown. Jamestown, right next to their landfill, they have this area where you can drop off not only lawn debris like grass clippings and leaves, but also wood products. If people trim up their leaves, if you're a resident of Valley City, you can go out to this new site that we just created, just like Jamestown has, just like Fargo has, and be able to put your wood products and your lawn clippings and grass clippings and leaves into this site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At this site, we can control it with better security. We put up three cameras, for example. So again, this site is for residents only of Valley City. And not for commercial businesses. So if you're a professional lawn clearing or lawn clipping and lawn cleaning service, then you can't use this site. This is strictly for residential people that own property in Valley City and want to clean up their property. And so again, we're not saying that we want the city to replace tree removal services in town, but if you do have a tree that you removed, and some people do this on their own in their private yards, you can take it out there 24/7 and drop it off. We do not have that service today. And as I was saying, people were using the mill dam as that drop-off site, and that's just improper. We don't have the equipment there to keep it clean. Out at the transfer station, we do. So everybody's saying, why are we doing it? Well, that's number one. Number two is we're going to be adding services for our customers 24/7. So you can drop off your leaf and grass clippings anytime you want to. Okay. And then you can also drop off your trees, your limbs, the wood products. So really, please, this is providing additional service where we don't have to tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, you're illegally dumping. We've got that taken care of out there. And then finally, we're looking at a couple other services to provide out there. We're looking at putting a pile of wood chips out there for residents of Valley City to pick up and use for mulch in their yard. Also, eventually, we're talking about putting out some of the, when we mulch all this stuff at the landfill, the result of that is black dirt. And so we're thinking about having a pile of black dirt eventually for people to use, that you don't have to wait for the dump, the transfer station to be open. You can go out there and get it anytime you want to. But again, we're going to have video cameras out there, and we'll be watching for illegal dumping. This is not for your garbage now. So if anybody tries to throw garbage in there, we're going to have a video of you, and we're going to come and pursue that. Because we have to somehow control what's being dumped out there, and that's how we're going to do it.
And September 15th is the date to have it go up on online.
Yes, we're going to switch out on September 15th. The mill dam site will be closed, and that site will be opened. Now, there's another reason for this, in that it'll save the city money, okay? That the overtime costs on the weekends during the summer, just the overtime costs is anywhere between $6,000 to $10,000 a year. And that's just overtime, okay? We're not talking about during the week when people go out there and clean that site. So it's important for us to understand that it's a costly endeavor to keep the mill site open. So those three reasons: we have one, people abusing the site; two, we have additional services we can provide by the new drop site. And three, reduce costs for the city, which reduces pressure on increasing your garbage rates. All three of those things are important parts of how we can do business and move forward as a city.